Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome to Different Strokes for Different Folks, to find common ground and take it to the next level with David Clark here on Blog Talk Radio. Each week, the show will encourage you to keep an open mind and prepare to open the door to new understandings. We will have an exciting array of diverse guests who will point up the fact that we are all spiritual beings having a human experience. Now your host, David Clark.
Welcome to Different Strokes for Different Folks, where we will indeed be finding common ground and taking it to another level. I'm your host, David Clark. I'm a spiritual adventurer, and I suggest you become the same. If you keep an open mind, you will come to see that despite our seeming differences, we're all basically the same. You may or you may not agree with things that are said, but if you keep an open mind, you will see where you can find common ground so that you can relate rather than compare yourself to others. Because when we do that, we are judging and we're in our ego state, and then we're not aligned with our spirit, and we're not going to be open to epiphanies and greater understandings. So, with that said, I'd like to thank everybody who's called in tonight, including my friend Patricia. Yes, I see you there, my dear. And everybody that has called in up to this point will get a reading. That's eight of you. And for those others, we'll let them know what will happen for them that is special, even though we're not going to be able to get to them tonight. So congratulations to everybody that knew to call in early. Reverend Athena Starr is a renowned visionary, a mystic, a Reiki master, teacher, and motivational speaker. She has assisted thousands worldwide, including dignitaries and world leaders, in life transformational sessions and conferences, both live and by telephone, for personal and career success, relationships, and prosperity. She is a frequent national TV and radio guest, and she is available for guest speaking workshops and sessions media. And she is a regular guest on my show. I'm honored to present Athena Starr. Athena, how are you?
Yes, wonderful. Glad to be back with you again, David. Just fine. Just all good.
Well, it's good to have you here, Athena. Thank you for your cooperation and willingness to help open doors of understandings for people. And people, you are very much beneficiaries of her talents, because she does do readings for people at a nominal fee, and we like to support our talented spiritual masters. So if you want an extended reading, please get in touch with her at athenastar.com. That's athenastar.com.
Except so, my website, David, is down for renovations right now, so they would need to contact me directly. I'm so sorry. The website
is... No, you'd mentioned that. So you want to give out your phone number?
Yes, and the email. The phone number for sessions is 808-258-1063, and it's athenastar@comcast.net. And sorry, but the website is under renovations right now, so thank you for that.
Well, you're welcome. I have mine under renovations, too, and it can be frustrating when you want to be available to people. At any rate, you wanted to start off by talking a little bit first, so I'm going to turn the mic over to you and take it away.
Okay. Well, I wanted to chat with you a little bit, David, too, and with the audience. But
yeah, well,
nice
we can do that. But you had you had a specific subject in mind, and so. Why don't you let the listeners know what you had in mind, and then we can chat.
First of all, happy May Day. Today is May 1st, and that's May Day, and all around the world, they celebrate in different ways, and that's wonderful. the maypole. So we'll just create our own maypole tonight, etherically, with all the color rays. I work with the Ascended Masters, Angelic Realms, and Galactic Federation, and basically we just help people to shift and clear things more quickly so that they can move on to their next levels in on their path and in their career and personal. So the healing is an important part, but also the sessions. So it's not just readings that we do. It's transformational activations, attunements, purifications, and that all comes through. And we bring people into the inner temples, the ascension temples, and that's a major part of the session. So when people have private sessions with me, they're getting the whole ball of wax, a whole different level than just reading or being told, okay, these are issues, blah, blah, blah. We actually help go in like Roto-Rooter and help them shift, clear that, and realign. And Rome was not built in a day, so it all takes time. It's progressive, but we all have gifts in that way. What tonight is May 1st, but the full moon coming up, that's what we wanted to talk about with you, David, is the May 4th, and it's full moon in Scorpio, which is good because Scorpio is transformational. It's higher achievements. It is like Roto-Rooter for people, transformation in a big way. And also, it is the sun in Taurus. So when you have the sun in Taurus, and the full moon in Scorpio, it's a very exalting full moon. I know this from long ago. I'm a Scorpio myself, and actually, that's so funny. My moon in astrology is a Taurus. I just realized that. I'm the Taurus moon. It's an exalting combination because Taurus is a grounding energy. And again, I'm not a science astrologer. But we tune into basics of all the planets and star systems. We're not one planet, one being. We tune in with all of that together. And as we evolve through life, we're transcending all of that. Whatever your sun sign is when you came into this body, you are way evolved, probably beyond that now. You can transcend your astrology, actually. But you want to transcend it in a way that offsets whatever challenges you came in with that particular chart. That said, this full moon is very powerful, transformational. It can also be intense emotions coming up, but it's the time to take advantage of it through inner sessions, through healing, transformation, to clear it and purge it. So in other words, you know that expression, make hay while the sun shines. Well, this is a time of a lot of power coming in, and then the Taurus moon. Taurus is grounding the bull. They're strong, not that just that they're stubborn, but they're strong-minded, strong-willed, and with that strength and the transformation happening, there's just wonderful leaps, quantum leaps can happen. That added with on May 5th, which is 5/5/15. That's a triple five. Very powerful because 5 is the activation number, power number. That day, there's a huge, huge meteor shower coming into the planet. So we've got the full moon coming up, and it's not as intense as a lunar eclipse, but it is. It's powerful and intense, but it's also a lot of beautiful heart energy. And of course, May is also the month of Mary, Divine Mother. And very powerful, Divine Mother is nurturing and compassion and birthing process. So you've got all that together. This is a very powerful weekend that we have here to take advantage of it in inner healing, transformation. So if any of you have been thinking about sessions for clearing some things and moving to new levels and quantum leaps, this is the weekend. So I am offering a special on sessions this weekend myself and through this week. So we'll go over that a little bit. But basically, either half hour or hour sessions, whatever people want. And it will include my Manifesting with the Masters CD and also my book, Celebrities in Spirit, if they wish that as well. So we have a package deal. We can talk about that at the end of the show. But I encourage people to get in touch with me and find out what that is, and I will share more information. But the bottom line is, I don't want to dwell on that right now, the details, but that this is like make hay while the sun shines weekend for sure. And it's also Wesak. The full moon in May is what's called Wesak Festival. That's taking place all over the planet in different places, especially at Mount Shasta and mountain places, ceremonies. The Wesak is when the Christ presence, Christ energy, the Christos and Buddha, Christ's name is also Sananda. When Christ and Buddha come together with all of the other ascended masters and cosmic legions to rededicate their energies and devotion to Earth. That's basically what it symbolizes. So it's very powerful unification energy coming in. So you got Buddha, the Christ, and Mother Mary, all the Trinity energy. Yeah.
And that's all energy that we can tap into, is it not?
Yeah, and Wesak is spelled W-E-S-A-K, so if anyone wants to Google it and read more about what it means, that's basically it. But it's a powerful, powerful weekend, to say the least, and it's a time to have a deeper inner, and we do deeper sessions, and also the guidance comes through the way that we do our work. I say we because I'm not alone, with my ascension team in spirit, is that we do the shifting and clearing energies and help people move to different frequencies. And then the last part of the session is the guidance and the answers to questions they have, because the answers are different, guidance is different after they've gone through the shift. It's like, oh, it's like the aha, that's what it is. But everyone makes their own decisions. We don't make them for them. We just help them to come to them. And this is a great time of a lot of decisions and changes, a lot of changes going on for everyone. 2015, as we know, is a power year. But May 5, oh my gosh, Tuesday is going to be such a powerful day. So if you're thinking of a session also on Tuesday, you know, definitely get in touch with us. So that said, I just wanted to highlight all of that powerful energy coming in, and we're, as I'm talking, all the legions are beaming in now with us, all the galactics and ascended masters and angels, and they know every soul ultimately is just wanting their own evolvement and peace within, but also just to really know who they are, to come into the oneness of the illumination, the light that they are. And this is a powerful weekend to have a quantum leap for that to happen, definitely.
Well, with that said, perhaps we should move on. We're getting even more callers.
Okay.
Are you ready to take some calls?
Yes, we are. We are ready to take some calls.
Okay, great. We're going to start off with David. David, you're live on the air with Athena Star and David Clark. Whoops, I just lost him. Why isn't that interesting? Okay, we're going to move on to Anna. Anna, hello, you're live on the air. Anna, can you hear me?
Yes, hello, and thank you all for taking my call.
You are welcome. How are you doing tonight?
I'm fine. I'm real good today. Thank you.
Good. Well, what would you like Athena to help you with?
Well, I just kind of want to look into my energy and see what I'm creating, if that's not too vague.
What state are you in?
I'm in Tennessee.
Okay. Did I speak to you before?
It's possible you did. Yes, it's possible.
I think so, and then we were going to follow up with a session, but you didn't follow through. But it's all right. Here we are.
The website is down, yeah.
It's okay. I was just trying to think if you were the same Anna. So, yeah, okay.
Yes. Mm-hmm.
Well, why don't you ask a more specific question, Anna? That would be...
Well, I'm kind of looking into my finances to get moved. I want to start my relaxation and meditation classes, but I really do need to get moved first.
Moved. Oh, yes. Yeah, a lot of mm-hmm. lot of movement with people these days.
Yeah.
Sure. You're moving, but staying in the same state, right? But just to another better location.
That's correct.
Mm-hmm. Well, that is coming up. I feel it's more like summer, in the next couple months or so. Is that what you were thinking?
Yes.
Yeah, midsummer is what I'm getting from your angels. And that will be a good move and a better move, and you're progressing well toward that and to stay focused with it. And it's going to come out not quite what you're planning, but it'll be better. It'll be the way it needs to be. I don't know what that means, but...
Okay.
Does that make sense?
Yes, it does. It does. I'm
okay.
Leaving it up to my angels.
Yeah. So... not to try to go into mind or detail on it, but when you write out the perfect, ideal, divine location for this, and write it out and then keep it, you know, on your altar and that, and just know that. Just know it is done already. And that would be the best thing for you to do, because there's some changes coming up, so it'll come out better than what you thought. How it's being created and the location and everything. So to just follow that and just know that it's I know it sounds brief, but that's what they're saying, to just follow that and stay with it, because it is coming, and it'll be better than what you had expected, which is the way the universe is, isn't it? Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Yes, it is.
It's taken longer because of that. It's taken longer because of that. So I get midsummer for you on that.
All right.
And if you can follow through with a session, that would be very helpful for you.
Okay.
I'm getting. So you try to do that, sweetie. All right?
Yes, I do have your phone number now and your email address, because I was trying to go through the website. But thank you so much, and I will follow through.
Thanks. And this, again, keep in mind, this weekend, the next few days, it's like that's the power time, and I'll start doing both half-hour and hour sessions for people, and I'm giving the free CD, Manifesting with the Masters, that was recorded, by the way, at the top of Mount Shasta. So it's very powerful, and it was recorded out there, and it's that's all the energies of the Masters comes in, and it's very beautiful. So I'm including that as a gift with each person who comes for a session within the next week. And
All right. And
the book. If it's over an hour session, I will also give them a special on my book as well. So,
all right.
God bless you, Anna.
Well, thank you, Athena, and thank you, David. Have a good evening.
You're welcome, Anna. Thank you for calling. Good luck
thank
with
you,
the God. Move. God bless.
Oh.
Okay, we're going to move on to T. T, you're live on the air with Athena Starr.
Hi, how are you?
Hi, good. How are you?
I'm well.
What can Athena help you with tonight?
Lately, I've just been noticing that a lot of people have been dropping out of my life, and just wanted to know... do you see a companion for me?
What was your name again?
T.
What'd you say, T?
Yes.
Okay. And what state are you in, T?
New Jersey.
Okay. No need to be shy. It's okay. Companion, yes. Okay. Yes. Are you involved? There's someone around you, but I feel like there's someone new coming in. Your angels are saying you've been working on this. it has to do with your own confidence, though, within yourself. The more you nurture yourself and do things that lift you and things that for self-love in your life, the faster that that companion will be in your life, the right one. I feel like you've chosen some wrong ones in the past, and that's okay because that's the way it is for everyone. Trial and error, you know, the frogs, and then you find the prince.
It's a lot of errors.
Yeah, that's okay. So part of you, you're almost afraid to say it. So you're also on your path. There's a lot of growing and clearing to do. And again, we do session. We can help people clear and transform more quickly so they can attract the right party faster. Well, not just faster, but in a higher way so they don't make the same mistakes. We go in. What we're doing in sessions is helping to clear the subconscious, the cellular memory patterns that we keep triggering and repeating, so we don't want to repeat those anymore. Anyway, long story short, there is a companion coming in. There is some inner work for you to do. I encourage you to call for a session, at least one session within this next week with me, and we can work with your budget. And to continue on the path of your own inner healing and purification. And I'm getting like by or before the fall time. I'm getting almost like within the next 6 months or so, that's when the energy of a new a companion comes in that you haven't met yet, and that is new energy, and that will show you that you've shifted. It's like, oh, look, I've shifted this part, and it wasn't time before, and this person you've known before is a soul partner before, so it will be a very good connection, very compatible, and it will be effortless. So they will nurture you and vice versa. It won't be you pulling them up. It will be more like equal. They're showing me like equal ground, equal, not you having to drag them or pull them up, in a sense of them not being in the like-mindedness like you are. So it is coming. It's good. And go ahead.
I was just saying, in the meanwhile, because I've just, like, completely given up on the dating, because I almost lost my life a couple of times. Not a couple, but it's just been really crazy for me. And I'm, like, at the point where I just don't really want to date like that, but I do want a companion.
But you do. What was that last statement?
Like, I'm at the point where I don't even want to be bothered because I'm
right.
So nervous because of what happened.
That's okay. It's okay right now. But I'm just saying you're going to go through an inner healing process. There's a time of that. You don't need to be working on it. But there is, I see a new companion coming in at the right time, and it feels like it's about 6 months away from now. And it will be nice. It will be a breath of fresh air. It will be a wonderful friendship and then grows into more. But that's your choice. It's just that's what they're showing me, and yet there's inner work to do and to just be. But for now, you don't have to worry about it. It's just it'll come along, and you'll see. Anyway, that's it. That's the message, okay?
Okay.
Thank you.
Thank you, T. God bless, and
thank
call
you.
Us back. Let us know what happens for you, okay?
All right, I will.
Okay, thank you. Good night now. Okay, I only know the identity of one of the other callers, so I'm going to call out to you by area code. And if there's a matching area code, I'll also include the first three digits of your phone number. I'm going to area code 856, and I'm trying to bring you up. Hang in there for a moment. I'm going to mute you for just a minute, and here we go. Okay, area code 856, you're live on the air. What's your name, please?
Hi, this is Laura, and I'm in New Jersey.
Hi, Laura. How are you?
I'm good. How are you?
Excellent. Thanks for asking. Say hello to Athena.
Hi, Athena.
Hi there. And what can we help you with tonight?
I was just wondering if you see me meeting a twin flame this year.
Hey, you've been working on that, huh?
Not really. I've been working on other things, and now I'm kind of turning my mindset towards that.
Mm-hmm.
So
I'm
ready now.
Yes. Right. I see that you, well, whatever, you've been working on it somewhat in the recent time. I see you focusing on it. That's what I meant. Okay? Anyway.
Yeah.
So, and it's because your soul is, it comes into an awareness, like you're very intuitive and very aware, and so you are connecting with that energy of that partner, and that's why, that's why you're feeling it. Because many are, you know, meditating, tuning in to draw their partners to them, so sometimes when we're ready to do that, the other partner is calling to us, too. So that's what I feel in that. It will be a soul partner you've known from ancient times is what we're getting here. Several lifetimes together, so very good compatibility. So it's closest to what one would call a twin flame in that the alignment is, you know, mentally, emotionally, physically, spiritually, and that's what you are. That's the ideal thing in a relationship of, you know, of any kind in this life is to have that alignment. And understanding, because it's, like, important. So it would be a great understanding and all of that. I do feel it's within this year. I don't know the time frame. They're not showing me that, but it's within this year. And there's, as always, there's a little more inner work to do, Roto-Rooter, some issues, some things of the past. Also, everybody has some, just some, I just see that we could assist you in some few sessions in the next few months that would help you. So I would encourage you to come get in touch with me this week. As I mentioned, it's a power week. There's some ancient things where with having to do with repelling men or relationship, partnership, fear of being controlled, power and control stuff. Inside, I'm just tuning in with your solar plexus, and then your guides are showing me some things that could be cleared and realigned and would help you in a greater way to just, well, for yourself, of course, not just to bring in the partner, right? But would help move things along for you. And you would feel that because you're very intuitive. You worked on yourself a lot. You're there in that sense. And so it's like icing on the cake, you know, fine-tuning. That's what we call it, fine-tuning. So it has to do with, yeah, some power things from the past and in this lifetime, childhood stuff of not worthiness, some of that. Not a lot. Some people have more. You don't have a lot of that, but it's more of power and control feeling because you gave up your power several times in those lifetimes and it was very, and you would feel that. You'd be able to go into it. It's not past life regression, but it's similar to what we're doing. We're doing cellular memory clearing and realigning, and you would get the energy of what happened, and you would feel that. But so, you know, that's the best way I can explain it. But I see they're showing me, like not everyone they show me, but they're showing me some energies that are in the different, but especially your power center. But everything otherwise is good. So in terms of timing and how much you want to, more you want to do and work on yourself, that's up to you. But there is, the partner is coming. It's beautiful. It would just help things move along if you had some fine-tuning. They keep saying fine-tuning, fine-tuning. And you have a lot of angels around you, and they're smiling, and they're bringing you like a bouquet of roses. Bouquet of roses.
Yeah. They've been giving me a lot of coins lately. I find them around my car usually.
Oh, yes, coins and roses. And they're bringing you a lot of gifts, a lot of presents. They're smiling, laughing. You have these nice angels that are very happy around you. And it's in Mary, Mother Mary energy a lot. You're very connected with Mother Mary. Did you know that?
Well, I have smelled flowers and roses in the past.
That's her.
I get the lights blinking. I get the angel numbers repeating all the time, and I also get feathers that will float down in front of me. So I get a lot of the signs. And when they really want me to, they'll give me three signs in a row.
Yeah,
so
that's Mother Mary.
That's what I know. Yeah, it's amazing. I love it.
She's helping you with that. She's helping you with the relationship. And I work with her a lot in her legions in the Order of the Rose. So, anyway, give me a call this week. Do you have the number, right, and everything?
Is it on the blog talk? Because I'll look it up. Or do you want to...
No, it's not. Why don't you give it out again, Athena?
Okay.
Yeah.
It's 808-258-1063. 808-258-1063. And then the email is just simply athenastar@comcast.net. Okay?
Is it 1R, S-T-A-R?
Yeah, 1R. Mm-hmm. But definitely, they got a lot of, you got like a mailbox full of information above you. They're showing, like, your mailbox is full, like, they have a lot of messages for you in that, okay? Thank you for calling in. They're just so tickled, and Mother Mary just loves you to death.
Loves you. I will be calling you for a reading, so thank you, Athena. I appreciate it.
Okay, God bless. Have a great evening now.
Thank you.
Thank you, Laura.
Thank you.
You too.
Good night.
Good night.
Good.
We're moving on to area code 617. You're live on the air.
Acts like we're in a relationship, but we're not. Yeah. That's like guys are like that. That's flaky.
Can you hear us? Area code 617. Can you hear us?
You know what I'm saying?
That's what I did this whole time.
Yep.
No, I was.
All right. We'll come back to them later. They're having a conversation.
Okay.
We're moving on to area code 520, you're live on the air. Who's speaking, please?
Oh, I love
Can you hear me?
Tucson, Miss Tucson. Please.
Tucson, are you there? Area code 520234, are you there? Okay, somebody else is in a private place right now. We'll come back to them later. Okay, I'm coming up to area code 630. Can you hear me, area code 630?
Yeah.
Hi, what's your name?
Lisa.
Lisa, how are you tonight?
Good. How are you?
Good. Say hello to Athena.
Hi, Athena.
Hi there. And what state are you in, Lisa?
Illinois.
Great. Wonderful. Welcome. And what question is tonight? What is your question?
So I started a job about 3 months ago, and I want to see what you see with my job.
Well, I see that you're pretty much adjusted to it now, and when you say see with it, what do you mean? Like the future?
Is there potential? I think I'm doing my job good. What do you...
You are. Oh, you are. I see that the people that you're working for are very pleased with, even though, you know, we don't always get enough...
What?
They
never say anything like, oh, you
know,
once in a while they say good job.
It's okay. I know. That's what I was just saying. Not me, but Spirit is saying, often in the busyness and the mental busyness of the world, the earth world, people do forget there's not enough acknowledgement, as we know. That's not 80%, 90% of people's problems in the world. There's not acknowledgement and appreciation and gratitude enough, you know, and love. Or we wouldn't have so many challenges. But, and all the stuff in the media that's happening today, all of that contributes to that. But what it is that they are happy with your work. I just get the people, whoever's your boss. What's the first name of your boss that gives you the performance report?
I'm going to get that soon. I don't want to say that in the air or anything like that.
Okay, I'm sorry. I was just asking for the first name. because that helps mm-hmm. me with a focus. Okay, that's okay. What is the arena that you're working in? You're in an office job, right?
Right, yeah.
Okay,
yeah.
Okay. It's okay. I'm trying to focus in more with that person because
mm-hmm.
I'm seeing that person. Is it a male or female?
Female.
Okay, thank you. Thank you. Just think about that person right now for a moment for me. That'll help me.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, because there's a lot of people on the call. So I'm trying to, when I'm doing it one-on-one, it's different.
Yeah.
Okay, so, yeah, that party's not that, see, that party's, doesn't acknowledge others as much as they should because, or think about it, because they are not always acknowledged or haven't been. They got some childhood stuff going on, but that doesn't matter.
Mm.
Point is,
mm-hmm.
you are your work. They are pleased with you. They just haven't acknowledged it. Your angels are saying, but they're going to be in the next couple weeks. You'll be having that response, and you are doing great. And you will excel in it. As far what I get is as far as you would want to go, but that person is not. There's other people at other levels and that around you that would are more open-minded or more. So I'm just kind of thinking that I'm feeling that once you have more exposure with other people in the company, that you would be acknowledged more. But that person that we were talking about is not used to doing that, but it's coming up, and just by us talking about it, your angels are kind of like tapping them on the shoulder going, hey, you need to, but it's just not the nature. But when you're it's time for it, you will see the results of that. You're doing well. You're going to excel. I get almost like within a year, you'll be considering a step up. There's a step, and you're stepping
because,
up.
Really? Because they seem to not want to give me more stuff at all. Like, you know, go ahead and do a little more, and then they'll take it away and give it back to the person that's been there for years and years and years. So it doesn't seem like they're willing to kind of give you
more. Is
that
lady, or is that somebody else doing that, Lisa?
Yeah. That she wants to have control, you know what I mean, people that have been
okay.
there a long time.
Okay, so the one that we're talking about, the one that's over you, that gives you your performance report, that
mm-hmm.
late person, is that the one that's doing that?
No, not as much. I feel like a lot of other people, though, have been there for years, so they want to kind of continue.
Yeah.
Like, they're not, like, it's not like I'm going to get, like, a lot more responsibility in this position, I don't think. Like it's
okay.
just pretty much been set. Mm-hmm.
Okay, but something else is going to come up out of this. What I'm getting is there's other people around you, not your coworkers or whatever. There's other people that will make the difference, and your angels are saying, do not give up. Keep doing a good job like you're doing because it will be recognized. And
okay. So you think
I
could be recognized for, like, more responsibility later or something?
Yes. Yes.
Okay.
And
all right.
It's also because you're believing that they don't, it's a catch 22. Because you're believing, this is it, that they don't acknowledge you or that you're not accepted or that you're not good enough, you're self-perpetuating that belief system, okay? If you start to change that, and just a simple affirmation every day, just start experimenting with it
mm-hmm.
and even write it out. I am the best in this job anyone
yeah.
could be. Or I am
right.
above and beyond.
Because I feel like they should be saying it more to me, but I should be saying it more to myself. What's your saying?
Correct. And,
mm-hmm.
and within yourself.
Because they're not like that. You know what I mean? They're just not.
No,
like
they
so
are, but they don't need to be. See, that's a test for you to when no one's acknowledging us, it's because we're at some level we're not acknowledging ourselves inside. Okay, it's a catch 22
mm-hmm.
as well. So if you start
okay.
shifting that, anyway, I can do more in a private session to help you energetically.
Yeah,
you've got some some things and unfinished business or some resolved issues about self-worth, my dear, and everyone has it. Don't feel bad.
Yeah.
So if you can call me.
I think maybe I don't appreciate myself enough because
that's what it comes to
because instead of looking at from others, you know, they think I'm okay. I mean, I don't think they like me a whole lot. I think they like me okay, and they think I'm doing a good job. But that's all that matters. You're at a job to do your work, and I have to love myself and appreciate myself more.
And they've been there a long time, and so you're the new kid on the block, and that happens. But there's going to be a shift that'll come, and I feel it's within a month, 2 weeks to a month, where it'll shift, and you won't feel that anymore. But it also it has to shift in you, so this is a good start of it shifting. But
okay, all right.
Okay?
Thank you.
Oh,
Thank you.
And
good night. God bless. Okay, we're going to move on to area code 917. Area code 917, you're live on the air. What is your name, please?
Hi, my name is Anna.
Anna?
Anna. Yeah. Oh, good, another Anna. Hi, Anna.
Yes. Hi, thanks for taking my call.
Mm-hmm. You're welcome. Thank you for calling.
Thank you.
What can Athena help you with?
Just wanted to know, I don't know really what to ask.
What state are you in?
New York.
Okay, thank you. You want to ask about personal or your work or?
No, not work. No, I just wanted to maybe find out what I wrote. My friend Matt a text and he hasn't responded, and I was wondering what your thoughts are about that. What guidance can I get from that?
Okay, a friend, boyfriend, you mean?
No, not a boyfriend. We broke up a while ago, and I just sent him a text yesterday, and I haven't heard back.
Well, he's not. What's it? May I ask his first name? Well, I don't have to have the first name, but it just helps as a focus. But what I'm getting just off the top is that he's preoccupied with some other thing. I don't think he's seen it, actually. He's preoccupied. When he does see it, he will text you back. But you shouldn't be preoccupied with that. The full moon brings up, it does bring up unfinished business and loose ends and things, emotions.
Interesting, yeah. That's how I feel.
But he will get back to you, and he is still a friend and everything, and there's no issues. It's just he hasn't seen it yet is what I'm getting. But do you have something more? You're in kind of transition state, but I feel like there's a new relationship on the horizon for you, and I'm kind of getting the end of the summer, like August, September, somewhere in there. So it'll be like a refreshing relationship, and it'll be very nice, very fun, laughing. I see laughing and almost like dancing or whatever, just wonderful. So be open to that. And again, I always encourage people to do more inner work and meditation and have sessions for healing. That'll help you prepare for that. But there is someone coming in that's a new energy, and it's good. It's refreshing and fun, and it's almost like you're surprised that someone would care for you, and it's like you shouldn't be. Okay?
Yes, thank you so much. Thank you.
Yeah.
Thank you, Anna. God bless. Okay, we're moving on to area code 773. You're live on the air. What is your name, please?
My name is Jamel.
Hi, Jamel. How are you?
I'm good. How are you?
Good, thank you. Say hello to Athena.
Hey, Athena, how you doing?
Hi there, and what state are you calling in from?
Chicago.
Okay, good, Jamel. Hi. What was your question, sir?
All right, I recently had an argument with a friend of mine. She's a very close friend of mine. Her name is Carrie Rose, and I really had her, we haven't talked in like 3 weeks, and I really had her on my mind yesterday. Like, she was really on my mind yesterday. And I just want to know, will we ever reconcile?
So she's a mutual friend, right? Or is it, was it a relationship before?
It was a relationship.
Okay. And, but now it's a friendship, is that correct? Or are you wanting it to get back into a relationship, sir? I mean, Jamel.
Yeah, go back to a relationship.
Okay. Just so we're clear. Okay.
Or just have her contact. Just talk to me. Like, I don't care where it goes. Just, would
yeah.
you just be back in my life, you know?
Sure. I see her with her hand on her chin, sitting there going, or her hand on her chin going, I don't want to talk to him anymore. I'm done with him. I'm done with him. I just see her saying that. So what it is that, when the, and that happens in all relationships, whatever level they are, at times, it's just the nature of it. So, okay. So, I, first of all, let's see here. What are they saying? Yes, there will be reconciliation.
Okay.
It's not certain how it can go, but it can go to much higher levels with that party because there is a soul connection that you feel and that you know. And yes, we all, no one's perfect. We all have our stuff and our ego and all that. But again, I'd encourage you to have a session to help clear some of your past karma, energetics that have to do with relationships. But it's up to you. Even one would
okay.
help. And that said, that would probably help shift things a lot, but I see her being, like, adamant, like, I'm never going to talk to him, blah, blah, blah. And what it is she's in that space now, so if I were you, because you still have strong connection and all that, there's a thing of working on something, but then also releasing it and letting it go. And so I would write her a letter, a soul letter, maybe on the full moon, just write a letter of what you wanted to say, how you wanted to explain, whatever has gone on and all that, and your true sense, feeling and all that. Write it and read it out loud, and then burn it in your sink where it's safe, in the sink, and just burn it and release it. And she will receive that letter in thought form when she's sleeping. She'll get it. It's called a
okay.
soul letter. And then you let it go and you release it. Another thing you could do is also write out come into a healing phase with her where you just, from my heart to your heart, I forgive you, I release you, and I bless you. I forgive myself, I forgive you, I release myself, I release you, and I bless myself and I bless you. When you think of her, if you say those three things like that, you don't have to say them out loud, but you keep saying it, that will shift the whole energy between you. So it will allow her to more easily then reconnect with you. And we're not making any promises, but at least she would open up and be friends with you again. And then from there, you know, it could go to other places as well. So all of that said, those are just some tools I gave you, and I wish you the best.
Thank you. I appreciate it.
Okay.
Thanks, Jamel. Have a good night.
And
you
I
too.
Encourage him to follow through on a session because we could do a lot more shifting on a deeper level that would be more long-lasting, not just for that relationship, but for all relationships that Jamel has. That's just an example. Because the energy is unlimited. So do we have some more callers, David? Another caller?
We're going to go back to... this one caller who was involved with somebody else. Area code 617, you're live on the air. Can you hear me?
Yes, I can. Hi. I'm sorry about the conversation.
Hi, what is your name?
It's Lisa.
Hi,
sorry
Lisa.
About that. I apologize.
No problem. Don't worry about it. We wanted to get to you, so say
Thank
hello
you.
To Athena.
Hi, Athena. How are you?
Good. Another Lisa. Good. We had one Lisa already. And what state are you in?
I'm in Massachusetts.
Okay, wonderful. And what is your question tonight?
My question is in regards to love. It's been a while since I've been in a relationship, and a while is close to 8 years. And I was wondering, do you see a relationship coming forward for me?
Relationships are in with the Scorpio full moon, David.
Oh, boy. Okay.
It's out of love, money, or work.
Yes, love. Give me is it your Bob Hope a long time ago? Because for love or money, for love or money. I'm thinking. You know?
That almost sounds like a Jack Benny to me.
Absolutely.
Yeah. Yes.
Your life or your money. Yeah. When he was called up, time he's a banker, you know, and he said, "Your life, it's either your life or your money. Your life or your money." And he goes, "I'm thinking." That's what it was. Okay. Love or money? Venus. Venus is the planet of love and money. Jupiter expands that, and they're still doing a dance up there. So we got all that going on as well. Wow. Okay. That said, relationship. Yes, but you haven't been that. You haven't really been actively open to. You have to expand your social circle. I don't mean going to bars and blah blah blah, but somehow you need to expand your circle.
Okay.
Some way, join some clubs or do something that's different, out of the box, so that you meet people in a new way. Is that
okay?
You understand that?
Yes, I do.
Because if you keep doing, you know that slogan, you keep doing the same thing you've always done, you'll keep attracting the same. I mean, it's a circle. It's like you keep going in a circle. They're showing me you need to step out.
That's true.
Step out. These little angels.
Okay, what are they showing you? What are they showing you?
They're going around in a circle around you, and I'm like, what are they doing? It's like, step out of the circle.
Right.
That you're in. Okay. And that can be symbolic too, of course, energetically. I also would encourage you to call me for a session this week. And it can be a half hour, and we can work with your budget. Don't worry about that. But
okay.
It would be very helpful to you to get going. And then I encourage people to work with me monthly, depending on their budget, because it's a progressive thing. And often within, you know, a few months, 6 months, and then some work longer than that. It's a progressive energetic shifting, and it's powerful. And then after everyone reaches, they're able to use the tools and acknowledge the energy shifts, and they see that in their relationships and everything. So you have, like everyone else, you've gone through some hard things, I see, in the past.
Yes.
That's okay, sweetie. We can help clear them gently, and it's gentle and it's subtle, and you will just feel the energy shift, and we don't need to go through the drama again. There's no need to do that.
Right.
We don't have to bring up pain, nothing. It's just energetically shifting, and the angels are very compassionate in doing that. But bottom line is that you will be in a new relationship, and I'm getting this year, but they just show me the holiday time. Holidays.
Oh, wow.
November, December, holiday times, and you're happy and joyous, and you're dancing, and you're doing social things that you didn't do before. So it's like a whole new life. A whole new life, like a new beginning, and it's coming in.
Yes, that's what I'm
planning. I just get total compatibility, but you would not have met that party, they're saying, if you don't go through the shifting that you need to. Because you're still weighted down by and that's understandable. It's okay, but it's all energy, okay? It can be cleared easily, and that's what we help people with, and I want to just reemphasize that. So you call me this week for sure. And what I wanted to say also is that they're saying you can step out of that circle. Take some time tomorrow and just start writing down some things that you can do in your area or research online or in the newspaper, some things in club. I don't mean singles club. I mean things that are active that don't cost a lot of money, where you can meet new people. in intellectually
true.
Or in different ways.
Yes.
Sometimes that can mean, you know, a speakers club or a networking group or something
that's
that
true.
Would bring you joy. Doesn't it, you know, that joy,
yes.
but also because it's going to open up the energy to help you to meet in that arena more people.
Okay.
And it'll just happen that more. But they're saying, step out of the circle. It's time to do that now, okay?
That's true. Okay. Thank you, honey. Thank you, Athena.
God bless.
God bless you, too.
Thank
you. Have a good night, Lisa.
You as well. Many blessings.
Thank you so much. You, too.
All right. Bye-bye.
Okay. We're going to just try one last caller that we went to before. Just take a minute here. Studio is not cooperating at the moment. Would you speak about twin flames for a minute? What is the significance of that as opposed to a soulmate?
Well, it's terms that people use all the time anyway. Soulmate, soul partner, we have millions of, well, some have millions of soul partners or thousands of soul partners, and they can be both male, female. They're people that are part of our soul family that we've connected with a lot in many lifetimes and different parallel dimensions. So that those are soulmates. Whereas twin flame is more like there's different definitions of it, but basically in the beginning of time, you were twin flame, and along the way you got separated by in two, and so you're always searching for that twin flame. The twin flame is basically often in spirit. It's rare for a person to be in the body, to be in a partnership, marriage, whatever, with their twin flame. Okay, it happens, and it's happening more because of the ascension of Earth and a lot of twin flame energies, partnerships that are strong legions have come together because they have great work to do, great missions, and they need to be together to fulfill that. So it's happening more than it usually does. But in general, what the masters are saying is that the twin flames, and what they present is that the twin flames are basically that which is aligned on all levels and dimensions. They're fully aligned. So it's almost like they don't even need to speak to each other. There's a knowingness. They mirror each other. They know what each other is going to say in the next moment. They're so aligned together.
Mm.
Okay, does that help you understand? So
it
that
does.
Is,
thank you.
Yeah. But
well,
go ahead.
Go ahead. No, I was just going to say we have
some
that one color to it.
Yeah, some are with a very close analogy of a twin flame and a partnership. They're coming together because they need to, because we need that, the two, you know, the power of the two force field to fulfill a lot of these missions. So they are close to that, but sometimes they're not quite that. Often the real twin flame is in spirit for many souls. Mm-hmm.
Well, thank
mm-hmm.
you. I think that we did have another call that was not able to speak with us before. I'm going to try what
okay.
I think is that, and then we'll call it a night after you do a meditation. Area code 520...
Hello.
Have we spoken with you before?
No, thank you for taking
okay.
my call.
Okay, yeah, we tried to get you. What's your name?
This is Nancy. I'm so sorry.
That's okay, Nancy. How are you tonight?
I'm fine, thank you.
Good. Well, say hello to Athena and tell her what she can help you with.
Hi, Athena.
Hi there.
Hi, I was wondering what you saw in my relationship with my boyfriend, if you saw that as stable.
What's his first name, please?
Bob.
Okay, thank you.
Thank you.
And you're in what state?
Arizona.
Oh, yay. Are you 5'2"?
Yes.
That sounds funny. You know, water is H2O, right, David?
That's right.
No, I'm laughing. When you said 5'2"? No, because I love Tucson. I love those that mountain energy there. There's six mountains, and if you take the first letter of each of the six mountains, it spells out the word Christ. Did you know that?
No.
Well, there you go. Therein lies, those six mountains that are there. That's what I was told when I visited Tucson several years ago. And Mount Lemmon and all that. Oh, my God, that place is so powerful. Are you in the foothills or are you in downtown Tucson kind of thing?
I'm on the outskirts.
Yay, excellent. She's where the energy is. Okay, good. Ventana Canyon, I love that place. Okay, now, that said, I'm just tuning into the energies while I'm to help with your answer here. Bob.
Thank you.
You've had kind of some back and forth things. Have you been having like some tug of war things going on?
Well,
I just see this tug of energy, like something that's unresolved. Not that that's unusual. I mean, something that's unresolved and it's solar plex and abdominal kind of energy between you. Anyway, you don't have to tell me all the details, but is that right? Is there some issues going on?
Yeah, I guess so. I'm wanting to complete some things so I can start pulling in an income, and I'm just asking him to, you know, give me the emotional space and you know, just be patient, but I'm not sure I don't know where he's at with this. You know, he says one thing, but he's not real clear.
No, he's wishy-washy.
Oh, wow.
That's what I get. He's wishy-washy. He's indecisive. And that's part of, that affects you. So that energy, when we have a relationship and that person keeps boomeranging back and forth energetically and it affects us, our emotions, then we think it's us, but it's not. Anyway, you are clear in what you said. You're getting things aligned so that you can, and you've got a focus and you've got a goal, and that's good. You need to have that because you are going to achieve what you're setting out to do is what I'm telling you, what I'm getting to tell you also. But he has a hard time, like many men, but also women too, but he has a hard time communicating fully, really, what his emotions are. So that said, you can work through this. And I also invite you to call for a session, even though I know you have a budget thing. We can still work with you on that. Okay, you can call me and we can discuss it. Because I want to help you through that. Because I see that you have a lot of projects, high level things that you're going to be creating in this lifetime. He understands intellectually, but he doesn't get it emotionally. And I feel like he's impatient, and he's kind of so that's where the tug of war comes in. You've gone through this dance before with him in other lifetimes. It can be shifted and cleared if Spirit's saying we can do that, can help you to do that, and you can do it also over time. But you're moving, you're spiraling. He doesn't, it's almost like he doesn't have the patience to see it through, but he will in the end. They're saying he will. Things will come around and be balanced out. This person is, let's see. There's also fear of losing power or losing control with you, and that has to do with another lifetime where he lost you, and so there's a sense of wanting to control things. So that's not good. That has to shift and clear. If it does not, then this relationship will dissolve, is what I'm getting to tell you. It's not to upset you, but it will dissolve before the end of the year, or sooner, because you're a goddess and you have very high things that you're to do and create in this life. He knows that, but then there's this control thing that he's got to get over that and let that shift out. If he doesn't, the relationship will dissolve because your higher self and your guides you're meant to fulfill something higher, and so it's like your soul is needing to do that. That only means there'd be a better partner for you. Does that all make sense to you?
It does. Yeah.
Good. That was a lot that came through. Usually doesn't that much come through, but that's what they want you to know that. So take it all in. Just let it integrate, you know, so what we said. And but you have to know that. It means someone else better will come into your life, but you are meant to fulfill, and you have, that's why you're so focused on what you're doing. And he is too. I mean, everybody has their missions or whatever, but it's part of it. The soul agreement is that you are going to achieve what you're setting out to do, and at the same time, there's this thing of power and control issues. There's that thing again, eh, David? That's come up several times tonight in the readings. Power and control.
Yeah.
And what is the full moon in Scorpio and the
oh,
wow.
Boy.
It's all in sync. But it's all coming up to be resolved and cleared and attuned and dealt with, and it will be. And we can help you to do that in some sessions. But you just the awareness of it tonight and knowing that, that you can do forgiveness, releasing, and blessing him when you feel it, that energy come up, and do your own inner pure inner tools and everything. But he, it's like the universe and spirit won't allow him to, your higher self won't allow him to, because that's happened before, like in the ancient Atlantis or other lifetimes where you gave up your power and he had something to do with that, and you said, damn it, I will never allow that to happen again. I won't give up my power. There you go. There. So here you are. So it's like your soul won't allow that, and so it won't. And so you have to. You're walking through this. You will be successful in what you're achieving, and at the same time, if he can't shift, what do the sailors say? Shape up or ship out, kind of thing. Yeah, then that's what will happen. But don't be afraid of that. There's no need to be afraid of it because someone else better will come in. Okay.
Okay. Thank you.
Mm-hmm.
Thank you, Nancy, for calling.
Are you
okay.
Giving a way to reach Athena? How do we reach Athena?
Sure. Why don't you put that out again, and also what your offer is to people in the next week.
Right. My website is down for renovations, but I've been doing this work since for 25 years. So I do have a website. It's just not up right now, so it's being renovated. So the best way to get in touch with me is directly by cell phone. It's 808-258-1063. 808-258-1063. And my email, of course, AthenaStar1R@comcast.net. AthenaStar@comcast.net, not .com. And I'm in Florida, so I'm East Coast time. And I look forward to speaking with all of you. The sessions for this week, because it's such a powerful time and everything. So I'm offering a special of 1 hour or half an hour and there's a great discount for each of those time frames, and I'm also offering, when you call me, we'll discuss that. Also, I'm including a CD, my CD that was done at the top of Mount Shasta. It's called Manifesting with the Masters, and a special discount off my book, Celebrities in Spirit, which is 14 celebrities, including Princess Diana and Martin Luther King and Elvis, that brought through messages from the Ascended Masters, teachings through the light rays. Very inspirational, helps you with all kinds of challenges in life, and there's exercises in the book and everything. So we will be giving a special discount on the book as well in the package. So I will be happy to discuss all of that with each of you that call. And I'm very grateful to have been on the show tonight. And for those who we didn't have time to do readings tonight, when you do call, I can do a free intro reading for you if you wish. If we missed you tonight, we'll be happy to do that. And then we can discuss going forward. And we wish you a great, happy full moon this weekend. Very powerful Scorpio full moon, Taurus sun, and the meteor shower on the 5th. It's all very powerful, transformational time. So it's like make hay while the sun shines, and a lot of shifting will happen, more than usual. And in this next week. So this week is the special. I encourage you to call. My sessions are usually $150 for an hour, and I'm giving a great discount off of that, and also doing half-hour sessions. So please call me, and we'll go over that with you. Be happy to discuss it, and God bless everyone. David?
Yes.
What else?
Nancy, thank you for calling, all right?
Hi, I have a pen now. It's 808. What's the phone number? 808?
Yeah, 258. It's okay. 1063. 808-258-1063. And the email, again, is athenastar1r@comcast.net.
Okay. Thank you.
Mm-hmm. God bless.
You're welcome. I wish you blessings, Nancy. Have a good night.
Thank you so much. Thank you.
Okay, you take good care.
Thank you, too.
Blessings,
yes.
And appreciate that. Thank you, Miss Tucson, for calling in. And we could finish with a little meditation, David. Is that good?
That would be wonderful. And just to make it clear to anybody who's listening to this on archives, we are talking about the first week of May of 2015. So I just wanted to make that clear. Okay. Well, please, go ahead and take us out with the meditation.
Okay. So we are all just tuning in now and taking about 7 deep breaths and breathing in 7 counts, holding 7 and releasing 7 through this wonderful, powerful full moon that's coming up on May 4th. We're already in that energy. And the meteor shower, huge meteor shower on the 5th. But all of that beautiful energy coming in, we're just linking in with all the ascended masters and angelic realms and galactic federation of light. Linking in now. And just breathing in and feel the beautiful golden pillar of light, golden beam of light, just move down through you, through third eye, and to the, to the crown center, the third eye, throat center, heart center, into the solar plex, abdomen, down to the center of the earth, just grounding you with that beautiful golden beam. Golden moonbeam, linking in with all the legions of light in what's called the Wesak Festival, which is Shambhala, which takes place at this time of year. All the ascended masters and legions are in celebration and ceremony rededicating the energy to with planet Earth and all of us. And just opening our hearts now and just feeling the energy just pour through and clear, purify, and realign our beings in a peaceful radiance. Just letting go, feeling all the energy of the day and the week and the worries, just being relieved and just like a shower, beautiful shower now of rainbow light, like the maypole. Rainbow light, rainbow rays just pouring through. A shower of rainbows just pouring through us, just clearing and purifying, realigning. And remembering that you are not this body, but rather you are spirit. You are a divine being. You are the essence of light. And you've come into this body in this lifetime for a higher purpose, higher reason. And you are on your path of coming into the knowingness of allowing the peace and serenity of God, of divine, to merge with you, to realign and know that you are not the lower little self, but you are rather the big self, the all-seeing eye of God. All that is throughout time and infinity, throughout this planet, this solar system, this star system, this universe, beyond this universe, and all universes, many universes, and realizing we are a starlight in that divine universe, but we are not insignificant, that we are part and parcel of the whole, and that we do make a difference. And our essence is the light. We are the gods and goddesses of light. That there is nothing that you cannot attain and that nothing that you can't heal and transform. But rather, all is possible with God, with the divine. And that the relationships we seek outwardly are merely the mirror of the relationship that we have within ourselves. And when we fine-tune and nurture that divine relationship with ourselves, with a big S, capital S, then all other relationships just fall into place and are created and just come into our lives. And so we don't have to be seeking outwardly. Rather, we nurture and nurture and attain to the greatest and highest relationship with ourselves in unconditional love, self-love, self-nurturing, and devotion to the self. What is it in your life that you have not been paying attention to, that you have not been giving to yourself? So give yourself that gift right now and make that decision of something in your life, whether it's physical, mental, emotional, self, not taking care of yourself, not nurturing, not doing things in life that bring you joy, not allowing others in your life that are not good for your well-being or emotional well-being or any level of well-being, making a decision right now to make changes, to step forward in your full empowerment of your male and female essence, because we are all of that, to step forward and make the decision now to change, transform, to come into a greater balance with yourself, greater strength within yourself, greater love, self-love, self-truth, and those beautiful sacred words of the Master Jesus, to thine own self be true, to live up to that, to take steps now to change that. And bring your right hand over your heart center and bring that, the essence and the reality of that which you're making that decision about today, into your heart center. be one with it now and just see it blossoming and opening up in a screen of light in front of you so that you can create a new self and in that way create a greater and greater world for yourself, a greater quality of life for yourself and for your loved ones and for all of humanity. And in that way, you open up more to your own higher purpose and mission in this life. So as we attune with all the legions of light now and all the star systems and the full moon, we just ask for that blessing, purification within ourselves. And now we extend that out from our heart center to all of our loved ones, all of our wherever state we're in, to our entire country, I am the United States of America, and to all countries in the planet and all continents, the entirety of planet Earth, the heart energy, just see hearts going out through the rainbow light, hearts and hearts and hearts, just love, just blanket an entire planet with hearts, and rainbow hearts is what we're seeing here. Just enveloped and out to all star systems, giving gratitude and thanks. Gratitude, gratitude, gratitude. All the legions of light gathered here with us now in this great blessing, in this great activation that's happening. And coming back to the self and knowing peace is within me, and I am the peace that I seek. I am that I am that I am, and all is well with the divine plan. And so it is, Father, Mother, God. Wow, we give thanks. So much energy pouring in. So with this blessing of the full moon coming in, we bless you. We thank you for being with us. And I look forward to hearing from each of you for follow-up sessions, and we do work on a sliding scale, so if you're thinking of calling, don't put off that, oh, I don't have money, don't do that. We can work with you, we can assist you, and we bless you, and we thank you forever and forever, and so it is.
Thank you, Athena.
Mm-hmm.
So, for those of you who have been listening tonight, either live or by podcast, Athena is a regular guest on the show. You can find her by looking at blogtalkradio.com/authordavidclark for future listings. I always try to have up shows at least 1 to 4 weeks ahead of time. So Athena and I will be scheduling her next appearance at a later time. So once again, we come to a close. Now we can pause and reflect upon the idea that we are all united through the diverse tapestry of our individual gifts. There is no real thing as separation except in our own minds. We are each unique expressions of the ultimate source of our beings. We are spiritual beings having a human experience, who are having a spiritual experience. Have a great week, and remember, whatever you dream, you can realize.
You have been listening to Different Strokes for Different Folks. To find common ground and take it to the next level, here on Blog Talk Radio with David Clark, every Friday at 7:30 p.m. Eastern. You can listen to this broadcast again on srbroadcasting.com.
Talkradio.com.